we didn't quite finish Simen Tav Ayin Hey. We'll be doing Siv Zayin as well as the entire Tav Ayin Vav. Siv Zayin, Ein Chiyuv Achilas Matzah Elo Belayla Rishon Bilvad. The Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah is only on the first night, the Chiyuv that is. The mitzvah be'er of tochlo matzis. By day, on the first day of Pesach, there's no chiyuv of achilas matzah midaraisi either, or midrabanan. There's a mitzvah to have a suda, in which case you have to have matzah. But as far as the mitzvah of eating matzah per se, that only applies at night, and of course on the second night as well for yontif sheni of Golias, except that that is a derabanan. Now also the Mishnah Berurah mentions that for, according to the Machaber, that one is allowed to eat matzah ashira on Pesach. You could be yotza the sudas yontif with matzah ashira, matzah that's made with other ingredients as well, as long as it doesn't become chametz. It's just that there are moholes that you cannot use matzah ashira. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shitas Hagra, that even though there's no chiyuv achilas matzah other than at Leila Seder, the halacha is, according to the Gra, that you're makayim a mitzvah kiyumis every time you have matzah on Pesach. It's called a reshus, not reshus that you can do, that it's not a mitzvah altogether. Reshus meaning that it's only a mitzvah kiyumis and not a mitzvah chiyuvis. In which case one is makayim a mitzvah every time he eats matzah and should of course have kavana for that. In the Bir Halacha, he talks about someone that doesn't have matzah, and there's matzah in another city, and it's outside the tchum. So he says that even for Leil HaSeder, one shouldn't walk outside the tchum for the sake of matzah, but he's allowed to send a non-Jew to do it, because that's a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah. Not only that, but we'll see later that there's a machlokas of just how late your yotz of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Can you be Yotza after Chatzos, up until Alos HaShachar? Is it only up until Chatzos? So the Mishnah Berurah over here in the Bir Halacha says that even if you're only going to get the Matzah after Chatzos, you can still send a non-Jew to go get it for you. Says the Ramah, Hagav Nogu Lasa Sholosh Matzah Shal Seder, the minig is to do the three Matzahs of the Seder, Me'isorin, from a shear of Isorin. The zecher lelachmei toda, as a zecher to the lachmei toda. This is the shir chala, as a zecher to when you brought a korban toda, you would bring from that amount. Va'osim behem simin leza it leda is a rishona o shni o shlishis, and they make a simin to know which is the first, the second, or the third. Umenichin rishon el yona shni behem tzav shlishis betachtona lekricha, and you put them in order in your kara. The first one on top, the second in the middle, the third one, the bottom one, which is used for the kricha. V'mshina lo ikev, but if you actually you got confused and used the wrong one, it is not ma'akev. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Beis Meir who says that there's really one should not do this minig, and he says that the minig today is generally not to do this, also some do. When you make a simen on the matzah, it's not supposed to be in the form of an os. You can just like make some mark on it. Further, says the Ramon, Alvim nishbra achas meam. What happens if you made three matzahs? Yeah, v'ofen oso gamkin kaseder. Not only are they kneaded in order, but they're also baked in order. Vim nishbra achas meam. What happens if one of them breaks? Lokin oso l'shnia. You use that for the middle matzah, which you're going to have to break anyway. The balavachi person oso, because it gets broken. So even if it's the third one, for example, you use that as the middle one. Says the Mechaber, now vaf b'layla rishon yotze b'kazayas, even the first night, all you need is a kazayas. L'maisa, this will go in detail, and there's a simen just about the shiurim. Simen tof ayin vav. Makom shenagu lechol tzli b'layla psochim. Ochle, makom shenagu shalo lechol ein ochlin. This is the Mishnah in Psachim and Makom Shenagu that says that there are places where the minig is that we eat roast food on Leil HaSeder and others that don't. What's the reason not to? Gzeira Shema Yom Rubasar Pesachu, as a gzeira that people may think that this is a Korban Pesach, that you actually brought a Korban Pesach, Bizman Hazeh. Uvachol Makom, says the Machaber, where is it totally in Minhag? That's with regard to Stam roasted food. Uvachol makom osir lechol set soli kulok echad b'layla zeh. This is Iker Adin. According to everybody, one is not allowed to eat a complete complete goat or lamb that was roasted in one piece. Because it looks as though you're eating kachem outside the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas if it were sliced, or it was incomplete, or one part of it was not roasted, it was boiled, even if it was never separated from it, then we would go back to the original halacha that it depends on what the minig is. So this is a shayla of a minig of not eating tzli. The Mishnah Berurah says that our minig is not to eat tzli on both nights. Not only that, he says even a pot roast is aser. Means if what you do is, you do a roast, you do a pot roast where you're not adding any water whatsoever, any liquid. What you're doing is having it cook in its own liquid, in its own gravy. Even though that's not the way you do a Korban Pesach, nevertheless, it's included in the minig of not eating it because of Maris Ayin, that people will think that you can go ahead and do it on the fire, and on the fire they're going to think it's the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah does say that for the sake of a cholo, one could be makel. Also, what happens if you take something roasted and boil it afterwards? The halacha would be that would be possible for a Korban Pesach, and it would be kosher here. Means you go by the last thing that you did. If you did bishul after tzli, as long as the last thing you did was bishul, you'd be allowed to eat it. So that's important. It means not to do a roast. So to roast meat for Leil HaSeder, you don't do. It would have to be cooked. Similarly, in a pot roast, you would have to add liquid. If you don't want to add water because you're afraid that it's going to dilute the flavor, you can add wine. Now the Ramon now says another halacha, Hagov lo yochov lo yishtahar beyosimidai. Since we're talking about the meal of Leil HaSeder, one should not eat too much. Shelo yochal afikom en lachila gasa o yishtaker veyishin miyad. You should not eat too much food during the meal, or drink too much. Because we're afraid, we're talking about wine, because we're afraid that when you eat the afikomen, it will not be that you will not have appetite for eating it. You'll just be eating achila gasa. Also, because we're afraid that you may fall asleep, and you're supposed to stay up to finish the Seder, and we'll see, and to learn Hilchos Pesach as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that there are several different levels with regard to the achilas afikomen. Says if a person has absolutely no appetite for eating whatsoever, he is forcing himself to eat just for the sake of being mekayim in the mitzvah. So the halacha is that he's not doing a mitzvah min hamuvchar. That is not considered mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's not that you're not yotze, but it's not a mitzvah min hamuvchar. Because the afikomen is supposed to be eaten al hasova. That means the afikomen is supposed to be eaten when you've already eaten. You're having it more of a dessert than actually for the meal itself. But what happens if you really cannot stand eating? Like, you are so full that you cannot take the thought of putting something else into your mouth. Even though you force yourself there you're not yotza altogether. That's considered achila gasa, that you're not yotza. So the two levels are, one is that you don't especially have much of an appetite, but you're forcing yourself. The other is that you absolutely find eating repulsive, but you force yourself. The first is not mitzvah namuvchar. The second one is you're not yotza altogether. So you're supposed to avoid both of them and not eat too much for the suda at the seder, so that you still have an appetite for the afikomen. Mishnah Berurah brings the lashon of the poskim, al yiachilas afikomen olav latorach. You shouldn't see it as a burden. The mitzvah namuvchar is that it be done, that you eat the Korban Pesach with a desire for eating it. Further, Siv Beis, Afilu Boser Egel Va'of. Even though the Korban Pesach could only come from a lamb or a goat, nevertheless, one cannot have beef or chicken. Kol Davar Sheton Shchita Oser Lechol Tzli. Anything that is a bar shchita, as opposed to fish, you're not allowed to eat tzli. You're not allowed to eat roasted, but Malkam Shnagush Lechol Tzli. Since our minig is not to eat roasted food, that means you cannot even roast chicken. You cannot have chicken roasted in the oven. You cannot have a pot roast. You must see to it that you're adding liquid to it. Otherwise, it is aser. Even though you can't bring the Korban Pesach from it. However, eggs or fish, one is allowed to eat sli. In a place where the minig is that you eat, that they eat sli, so it makes no difference. It's all mutter. Not only that, but the halacha that we saw, that according to everybody, even in the Malkam Shnagu Lechol Tzli, you cannot eat a goat that was roasted all at once, that's only a goat, but anything that is not kosher for the Korban Pesach, that's not Osir Meikar Adin, that again will be totally in Min Hagin. Says the Ramon now, Hagon Nogim Biktsas Makomis Lechol Besuda Beitzim Zechol Avelis. There is a minik to eat eggs. This is aside from the egg in the kara. There's a minik to eat egg at the Seder. Why is that? As a zecher to the Avelis. Says the Rama, V'nirli atam shum shalel tisha b'av nikba b'lel Pesach. Because we know with the simin of Ad Bash that the first night of Pesach is the very night that Lel Tisha B'av will fall on that year. V'od zecher l'churban shiyum akribim korban Pesach. It's also zecher l'churban because we cannot bring the korban Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Gra has a different sheet. He says that the same way that we have to put the egg on the kara as a zecher to the Korban Chagiga, there's a mitzvah to eat of that as a zecher to the Korban Chagiga. So according to him, it's the egg of the kara that's supposed to be eaten. And really, we would eat the zro as a zecher to the Korban Pesach, but you're not allowed to because it looks like kachim bachutz. Whereas in an egg, nobody thinks that it's kachim bachutz because there's no korban that has an egg. So basically the Mishnah Berurah says if that's the case, then if you have two starim, you should eat the egg on the first night from the kara and have another one on the kara the second night. The Mishnah Berurah points out that according to the Ramah's reason, that the reason why we have eggs is a zecher to the avelis of Leil Tisha B'Av falling on the same night, that would only apply to the first Seder. That wouldn't apply to the second Seder, but according to the Gra that it's Zecher L'Chagiga, it would apply to both of them. Then the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that everyone agrees that this is only a minag, it's not an Iker Chiyuv, it's a Zecher B'Alma, the egg is not the Iker Mitzvah, and he says that there are people that eat lots of eggs and they end up having no appetite for the Afikomen, a little piece of egg is good enough. Further says the Ramah, there are some that have a minig of not having two dips, of not having any more dips other than the karpis and the morer, like during the meal. Because in order to be makayim the mitzvah of tibul, dafka when chazal were metakin it and not anything more than that.